This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello there, you beautiful BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Also, welcome to a new month, too. Yes, it is the 1st of November, 2021. We got the best technology news that's been going on over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, something, yes, we should have said in Friday's show. I'm going to say it now. Not that it really matters. Facebook now is Meta. No, not Facebook as you and I use it, just as a company. That's right, Facebook Incorporated is now changing its name to Meta. They want to do this to distinguish themselves as a main company and move away from a social network branding. In fact, the exact quote from Zuckerberg was, "Our brand is so tightly linked with one product that it can't possibly represent everything that we're doing today. So, from now on, we're going to be the Metaverse first, not just Facebook first." It does make sense after so many products have been coming out. One that comes to mind is their VR offerings, which will now actually fall under the Meta Horizon brand. That will be, at least for now, the only name change as far as brands goes. Facebook itself, of course, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp, yep, they're all the same. Looks like Microsoft's diving deeper into AI content. That's because they have an acquisition now of Two Hat. Yeah, they're a company actually best known for AI content moderation tools. And it looks like those moderation tools will be helping the Xbox community, at least from what we're gathering from the folks over at Microsoft. Not a whole lot was actually disclosed, including the financial details. What is for certain, though, is over the past few years, the companies have actually collaborated quite a bit, particularly with Xbox Live. Hey, speaking of Microsoft, now you got to sit there and think, which is more valuable, Apple or Microsoft? Most people probably say, well, obviously Apple now. Nah, you'd be wrong. Yes, apparently Microsoft has surpassed Apple market cap and are now the world's most valuable public company. Actually, a lot of this has to do with Apple's Thursday earnings last week. The difference between the two companies, though, which by the way are in the trillions, not so much. Microsoft market cap now, $2.49 trillion, while Apple's $2.46 trillion. Now, no, not the first time Microsoft has surpassed Apple's becoming the most valuable company. They surpassed Apple's market cap in 2018, but it took 8 years to do that. They also did it again in July of 2020. Not to mention, there's been a lot of musical chairs going about with Alphabet, Microsoft, and Apple, all taking the back and forth of just who has the most money. And we know how the stock market works. Who knows? Next week, it could be Meta. Yeah, right. And finally, hey, speaking of that Apple company, they might be valued a little less after this. Probably not, but looks like they got a lawsuit on their hands and none other place than in China. Five Chinese students are not too happy with Apple. What is their gripe? Well, they don't get a charger with their iPhone 12. We all know, yes, Apple stopped including those ear pods and wall chargers with iPhones back in 2020. And even though I'm sure the students were fully aware of this, they still don't think it's right. Their argument in court is that the students are frustrated with their purchase of an iPhone 12 Max that it didn't come with a charger, and it should, pointing out that the cable's included, but why isn't the actual charging device? Going on to say it's not compatible with every wall charger out there, meaning, yes, customers have to purchase a USB-C compatible charger or a MagSafe charger if they actually want to use it. Yes, that is their argument. Now, what's interesting about this lawsuit, it's not the first go-around. Yes, apparently these students before have taken Apple to court, at least in Beijing Internet Court, asking Apple to provide a wall charger, as well as pay 100 yuan, that's about $16, for breach of contract. Funny enough, though, we don't know what happened to that case. Maybe it just died a natural death. Maybe that's the same thing that'll happen with this one. Only time and lawyers will tell. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can find all the BTN content over there, including this show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community today. You can do that by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, let's start the week out right. Let's start the month out right. Have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.